What's up, guys? If you live in Tennessee, and if you travel the highways and the byways, if you are out and about, can you help but notice that we have an illegal alien invasion in our state? Like, it's apparent. If you've lived here 15, 20, 5, 10 years, there are things when they rapidly happen in your area you start to recognize. And as I've researched this subject, while most conservatives have a gut instinct that illegal immigration is a huge problem, they often don't know how big it is. Let me throw out a few numbers, facts, and statistics. Number one, it costs Tennessee taxpayers almost $1 billion a year to provide benefits and other welfare safety net. The cost of the criminal justice system costs about $1 billion a year. It's pretty expensive. You know, we've heard Democrats complaining about school choice fiscal notes, but I've never heard them say anything about the massively large fiscal note for illegal immigration. I wonder why. Did you know that the taxpayer-funded education in Tennessee, while our education system is struggling, it costs us $577 million a year? You never hear Democrats say anything about that. They're not worried about the native kids. They're far more concerned about these kids from other countries that are here illegally, that take away resources, time, attention in the classroom. It's a mess. People say I'm heartless about this. Well, about 20% of my clients are English as a second language. It's hard to teach somebody who cannot read and write in English because they need to go to an English class first. And so here we have students that come in from other countries who maybe they're reading in their own country at a second grade level. We put them in fifth grade. They can't speak English. And then we shove them through 13 years and they come out the other end probably worse than if they'd never gone in. Here in Tennessee, Republicans would lead you to believe that the reason we have this massive illegal immigration influx is because of Democrats. Democrats have done it all, right? Look at Joe Biden up at Washington. That's the old shell game. But the truth is, Bill Lee authorized the illegal immigration center where kids were molested and lost in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thankfully, our reporting got that shut down. He voted to give illegal aliens professional licenses, signed it into law. Most of the legislators voted for it, GOP legislators. What other little nuggets are they cooking up for us? Well, William Lamberth, who's a GOP muckety-muck, thought it'd be a great idea, really good idea, for illegal aliens to be police officers. Wouldn't it be fantastic to be policed by people who are here illegally from other countries? Sure would, William Lambert says. Dale Carr, another Republican, wanted to weaken the E-Verify standards. They're already, how much weaker can we get? Look around. So every time a bill that moves in the opposite direction to correct these illegal immigration problems in Tennessee gets brought before a committee, guess what happens? Republicans kill it. Mass transportation, let's ban that. No, let's kill it, says the Republican supermajority. Maybe we should cut off the taxpayer funding of illegal aliens in education since it's so expensive and we've got limited resources. No. Kill that, says the GOP supermajority. Well, could we at least check to see if they're here illegally before they vote? Make that a little bit more stringent. No, got to kill that too. The thing that kills me, and you should share this video, there's no national media coverage. There's no Tennessee state media coverage of this. We are the only freaking media outlet in the entire state of Tennessee talking about this. But yet when Republican primary voters are surveyed, 60% of them say it's the number one issue that they want addressed at the state level. Here's the problem. Let me boil it all down for you. 90%+ of campaign funds that go into Republican leadership coffers come from outside their district and from special interests that are almost always left-leaning. So all the money is coming from the left, but all the votes come from the right. But the left corporate money is a lot better informed and organized than your average Republican primary voter, which is why I need you to share this video. So because our subscribers have repeatedly and constantly asked me to do something about this, we are having a Protect 10 Borders rally. Protect10borders.com. You can go there. There will be a link underneath this video. Protect10borders.com. And show up. We got a big bunch of momentum building on this. You know, I don't call in many favors. I hate anybody having anything I owe them. I just don't like to do that. If I borrow a gallon of milk from you, I'm bringing back two. But occasionally, because anytime any conservative group does anything in the state of Tennessee, we publicize it. And you do that for 3 years plus. People don't mind if you occasionally call and say, hey, can I get some help? So I put out the old bat wave to my partners in crime and conservatism in Tennessee. I can see the liberals put in the comment section, yeah, it's your partners in crime. I got some good trolls. Shout out to the trolls out there. I love you guys. What else? But nonetheless, I put out the bat wave, and we've got, and this really meant a lot to me. Moms for Liberty are coming up there. They changed their legislative day to coincide with all this. I mean, what a nice thing to do. I love those ladies. They're fantastic. They do good work. Who else? We got my friend Steve Abramowitz at Mill Creek View out there trying to get some stuff going. We got Senator Janice Bowling. We got State Rep Jody Barrett. We got Senator, hold on a second, I'm going to get in trouble, Mark Pody. Gina Bolso, State Senate candidate. Chris Spencer. This is a strain. I don't have my notes in front of me. We've got Pamela Furr from Americans for Prosperity. They are taking a strong stance to seal the border, and I'm glad to finally see it. I'm one of these people that if we agree 85% of the time on policy, I'm not going to make an enemy over the 15%. I'm just not going to do it because we're going to have to work together on the next issue. You should be the same way as a conservative, especially when it comes to candidates and this, that, and the other. I mean, you and your spouse don't even 100% agree on everything, right? I'm not saying be a squish, roll over, but I am saying different conservatives have different opinions. Okay, and we got to be a little bit better all the way around, all the conservative organizations in the state of Tennessee at being a little less touchy. Okay, I see it. It's like an epidemic, and it's at all levels, right? So, we got those folks. Who else do we have? I'll be there. I'm not talking long. It's going to be like 5 minutes. And we got so many people. Everybody's going to be 5 minutes. But it's going to be great. I'd love for you to come out to the Capitol steps. If you're worried about illegal immigration, like most people are that have any sense, that have looked at Western Europe, that have read a history book, that have seen the human trafficking, that have seen the fentanyl, that have seen the drugs, that have seen the violence that's been brought to our own state, and Republicans won't do anything about it. If this doesn't make you get up off your butt, shake some of the Cheetos off your shirt, and go up to Nashville, I don't know what will. Conservatives often are like, well, somebody should do something. I'm like, yeah, that should be damn you. Let's quit being keyboard warriors exclusively. Let's take some time and do something that's sacrificial. Let's go to the Capitol. Let's meet with our legislators. Let's tell them what we think. Let's make a donation. If there are organizations or candidates we believe in, let's get off the pocketbook. Because I'm tired of this social media saint stuff. We need boots on the ground, phone calls to the Capitol, stop illegal immigration in Tennessee. Visit protecttnborders.com. I'm getting winded. I'm talking and walking up this big hill. Protecttnborders.com. Sign up, register. Even if you think you might be there, go ahead and register. Then that way, if you can show up, we've got you down, and we can send you all the information. Because if something happens last minute, We need to be able to communicate with you. And we'll have Jason Vaughn standing by in case some emergency should happen. Oh, I made it. Guys, listen. I don't enjoy this. Contrary to popular belief, I do this out of a sense of reluctance and obligation that I think has been put upon me because I have a particular skill set, political bent, and I think it comes from somewhere a little bigger than me, and so I feel obligated to do it. But I don't want to do it. And I know you don't want to do it. But it's just like any other chore in your life that's critically important. I mean, who wants to be in the moment with their children and to discipline them every single day and to show them love? Yes, it's work. It's like there's a fight every 5 minutes to make sure your children are civilized and turn into good people. You can't relent. Well, conservatism is just like that. It's something you do. It's not something you believe. It's not even how you vote. It's what you do. I can look at your check register, and I can look at your calendar, and I can tell if you're a conservative or not. Conservatives spend time making phone calls, going door to door, going to the Capitol, emailing people, texting people, driving people to the polls, financially giving, participating in events where it matters. That's what conservatives do. People that just watch Fox News 18 hours a day are not conservatives. They want the benefits of conservatism, but they're not willing to put in the work. And we need more people to put in the work. So if you want to allay your guilty conscience, and I know you do, go to protecttnborders.com and join reluctant little Brandon at this rally that he doesn't want to be at, but he's got to do because it's highly necessary. I'm right there in the boat with you. I completely get it. I'm the only person that'll ever tell you the truth about this stuff. I'm just an open book, right? So I don't care what makes you get out there and do it. I just need you to join me. protecttnborders.com. Be good, guys. I'll holler at you later.